Good afternoon. After a chilly start to the morning, we are going to remain on track for a beautiful spring day with mostly sunny skies and temperatures in the upper 60s to low 70s for much of the region today. What we could see later on this evening, though, high pressure is going to slide to our south as a storm system approaches from the west. The end result will be clouds will start to lower and thicken, especially as we get into the overnight period. But you will notice an increase in cloud cover as we get into the later part of the evening time here. As the clouds lower and thicken overnight, we should keep our temperatures mainly in the mid to upper 40s. The chances for rain will increase after midnight, with the best chance of seeing any rainfall will be in our southern and eastern viewing areas. That chance for rain will stick around for the southern and eastern zones through the morning on Sunday, and then we'll get a brief lull before a northern trough pushes through the region, and that'll bring some colder air in and the chance for some rain showers in the northern and western zones of our region. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, showers and thunderstorms with heavy rain from the lower Mississippi Valley to the southeast now through Sunday morning are expected. The Storm Prediction Center has issued an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms over southeast and parts of the central Gulf Coast through Sunday morning. The hazards associated with the severe thunderstorms are frequent lightning, severe thunderstorm wind gusts, hail with a 10% chance of greater probability of 2 inch or greater over parts of the central Gulf Coast, and tornadoes. There's a 10% probability of EF2 to EF5 tornadoes over parts of the central Gulf Coast to the southeast. By Sunday morning, the showers and thunderstorms will move off the southeast coast. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 100 at Falcon Lake in Zapata, Texas, to a low of 9 at Hazen, North Dakota. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, sunny with a high near 71. In Boston, sunny with a high near 73. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high near 62. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 62, while the normal low is 40. The record high of 81 was set back in 1885 and tied in 2001, while the record low of 25 was set back in 1965. Today's sunrise was at 5:59 a.m. The sun will set at 7:48 p.m. It's a total of 13 hours and 48 minutes of daylight. That's an additional 2 minutes and 38 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks in central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at sunny skies for this afternoon as highs reach near the mid to upper 60s for the night tonight. We will see a steady increase in clouds and a slight chance for rain showers after midnight as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon as our highs reach into the upper 60s and low 70s for the night tonight. We will turn mostly cloudy and we'll see the arrival of rain showers arriving by early Sunday morning. Overnight lows will be in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking mostly sunny this afternoon with highs reaching near the mid-60s. For the night tonight, we will turn mostly cloudy and see the arrival of showers as we head into the early Sunday morning hours. Overnight lows look to drop down into the low 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon with highs reaching near the mid to upper 60s. For the night tonight, we are going to see a steady increase in clouds as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid 40s. We will see the chance for some rain showers as we work our way into the early morning hours of Sunday. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon as our highs reach into the upper 60s, a couple spots potentially into the low 70s. For the night tonight, we will see a steady increase in clouds with overnight lows dropping down into the upper 40s. We will see the chance for some rain showers to arrive once we get past midnight. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain showers are going to be likely through the course of the day. Will be mostly cloudy and see a brief lull in the showers as we get near the mid-afternoon time. Highs look to reach into the upper 50s. We'll see a second round of showers start to arrive as we get towards the dinner time period. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.